93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
544 Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You've probably seen the last few weeks on our community events page on WGIL.com. There are a number of either haunted houses or various Halloween-related haunts going on most weekends this month. And one of those is being run by, a darn good organization. The Gilson Boy Scout Troop 233 is responsible for the Shadows Realm Haunted House that's going on Fridays and Saturdays here the rest of the month. We're going to talk about that with two of the people helping the Boy Scouts make that happen, Dave Bernhardt and Sam Burdick, who are here in the studio. Thanks for coming in, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Sam, we talked to you not too long ago on the morning program. You're opening up the Bar 65 on Cherry. I should ask you how that's gone here your first couple of
weeks. Excellent. We've just enjoyed it. We've really got a good turnout and really glad to see the people in Galesburg come out and support us and offer a different venue for people to come and enjoy themselves.
I love, from all the pictures I've seen and even just walking by and peering in the window, I just love what you've done with the place. It looks very nice.
Thank you.
Glad to know things are going so well. And Dave, we talked to you around Heritage Days time a while back. I trust that went well.
Oh, went excellent. Good weather, good turnout. It was awesome.
Glad to hear that. So you both of you go from one thing to the other here. What the heck? Do you guys ever get any sleep?
Somebody told me once, if you want something done, ask a busy person and they'll get it done.
And that's a good point. That's very true. So talk about, this is the Shadows Realm Haunted House we're talking about here. This has been going on the last few years, hasn't it?
This is our fourth season in Galesburg. We used to be in Gilson. Ended up not being able to do it in Gilson anymore. Moved to Galesburg, got lucky. The executive director of KCCDD approached us and had an opportunity to find a building that had the requirements that we needed to make the state happy. And we've been there for 4 years, and it's just it was a great fit for us. And after a whole lot of hours of work, we've managed to turn it into what I think is a pretty decent haunted house.
Talk to me, Dave, if you could, a little bit about the history of this. How is it that a Boy Scout troop got involved with a haunted house, the magnitude of which we have here?
Well, I believe it started like 1996 out to Gilson.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically it was a fundraiser for all the scouts. Gilson has a tradition of once a month we go camping.
Mm-hmm.
So if they work at the haunted house, they get a percentage, and it goes into an account that pays for camping equipment and the cost of those campouts. And you know, anybody's got kids in scouting know it's not a cheap thing. It's
no.
A good thing. It's a real good thing.
No, I was.
But it's you know, there's camping equipment, and when you're camping in the winter time, you're camping, and you know, you need good equipment.
Yeah, you
and
sure
this
do.
Is a way for the kids to actually earn their way to help their parents out. You know.
Yeah. I was at a Boy Scout troop when I was younger, and I contend until the day I die that every camp out we ever went on, the whole time I was in it, at least one night during the trip, it stormed like I don't know what. So it's just, oh my God, it could have turned me off to camping, but you know, that's one of those things you sort of learn about with scouting, right? You kind of learn how to deal with all the elements and stuff like that.
It's funny to watch them try to start a fire after rain.
Yeah, I've had that problem too. At least I did when I was a kid, that's for sure. Kind of describe maybe for folks, if they've not been through Shadows Realm, at least since you've moved it to the Hawthorne Center here in Galesburg, what it kind of looks like and that sort of thing. How will you get the heck scared out of you when you go through this haunted house, Sam?
Well, you know, I don't want to give away too much.
Okay.
All I'll say is that it's a theme. One theme runs through the first part of the first section of the house. It kind of switches, and then we have what we call 3D, which is a sort of a black light, sort of a three-dimensional section. And then the last portion of the house is a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Let's just say that we keep you on your toes the whole time you're in the house.
Yeah.
You might see something and think, oh, that's where the scare is going to come from, and all of a sudden it's in a completely different direction and something you weren't expecting.
Well, suffice it to say, I know you don't want to give away too much, but what kind of how much time and effort does putting this together take? And I imagine that the scouts are as heavily involved as possible, right?
Oh, yeah. We try to get the boys as heavily involved as possible. I mean, it's not hundreds. It's thousands of hours.
Oh, my God.
Volunteered. We start building. I mean, this year we started in May, and we picked a random weekend here and there throughout the summer, and then about the middle of October or August, we started building full time every weekend, and we would get there at noon Friday and our Saturdays and Sundays, and work until 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 1 o'clock in the morning, depending on how close it was to opening.
And I imagine this isn't something that, you know, you're just kind of, as you alluded to here, you're not just, you know, slapping a few things together
if you went through
cardboard
that,
and things like that. This is the real deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you went through last year and you come back this year, because they completely gutted the place.
Wow.
And restarted from scratch. This is my first year actually helping out. And it was amazing to watch them tear it down. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, it's a new scare. Every year is a different scare. Constantly changing.
So, yeah, you do change it every year.
We change it every year, and that kind of came back from when we started in Gilson. We had to build a haunted house in Gilson, and then we had to take it apart and had to restore it back to the original building. And so we've always started with brand new scares every year. So we've kept maybe a few little things here and there. If you went through last year, you might see a few things that look familiar, but not quite exactly the same. And there's other stuff that's just completely new. But yeah, but for the most part, we give it a complete gut job and get a brand new attraction for people to come through every year.
And I imagine that you probably figured out over time, right, that you just can't with a haunted house or something like this, you can't really keep it the same every year.
You've got to change it every year, otherwise people won't come back to see you again.
Right. How busy does it get on weekends when you're doing this?
Well, that's just the thing. I mean, there's some nights, you know, early on there's the line, and then sometimes it'll die off, and sometimes there's a line all night. Like we were slated to close at 10 o'clock last Saturday night, and at 10 o'clock we still probably had 50 or 60 people in line, so we stayed open until the last customer comes.
That's kind of a good problem.
Oh, yeah, it's not a bad problem to have at all.
All right, so again, since I want to keep asking about things you have in there, but I'm not going to do it. So tell me about the when and the where and the cost and that sort of thing.
Okay, so it starts on at 7 o'clock. It's in 2015 Windish Drive out at the Hawthorne Center Complex. If you take let me see. I've got directions here. Even.
Yeah, go right ahead.
If you're coming from Seminary Street, turn on to Walsh Avenue and then on to Darce Lane. It's in the Hawthorne Center Complex. It is all the way at the end. There's a parking lot available just as you turn off of Darce or Windish, and we prefer that you would park there. And we usually have signs and lights that kind of direct you in the direction to go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know I've seen signs up in that area.
We have a ticket booth right there, and then we start at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday nights. This weekend and next weekend, I believe we're open until at least 10 or 11, depending on the weather and the crowds. The normal cost is $10 per person. If you get there and you can see that the line is extensive and you don't want to stay in the line for half an hour to an hour, we do have a fast pass option, and that is $15.
So this is like the exact opposite of Disney World.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There you go. And proceeds. I know this helps the scouts to some point, but you're also helping out an organization that's out there at the Hawthorne Center.
Yes,
right?
Most proceeds go to the scouts, but we do part of the sales go to KCDD and other nonprofit groups. There's a few other nonprofit groups that come out, and they volunteer their time to help in the scares, and they get percentage as well.
I imagine they must be pretty grateful to have that those extra dollars here, especially as we get toward the end of the year, right?
Oh, yes.
And absolutely, and we appreciate their volunteering. If we can help out their organization, they're helping out us. We'll help them out in return.
That's great. All right, so again, probably what you said, 7 to pretty much 11-ish this weekend?
7 to 11.
Yes, this weekend and next weekend. This weekend is traditionally our busiest weekend.
Wow, yeah.
So we're really looking forward to it. Hopefully we're geared up, and we've got enough volunteers to come out and give us a hand.
Folks want more information, they can find that on Facebook, right?
Correct. Yep. Shadows Realm on Facebook, and then also we also have an email. It's shadowsrealm15@gmail.com. If you'd like to email us, if you're interested in volunteering, we do have some criteria to meet in order to be a eligible volunteer. But if you meet those criteria, we'll take volunteers also.
Do you ever go through this here at the end of the year? Then you sit down and you try to think, gosh, how can we top this next year? That must be
every year.
It must be fun or nerve-wracking or a combination of all those, right?
Yeah, it's
trying to figure all that
like
out.
I said, this is my first year, and it's overwhelming to me.
Wow. So, well, what made you get involved then, Dave?
Well, my boy, my 11-year-old son,
there you go.
He graduated from Cub Scouts, and we joined the Gilson troop. I took four of my other scouts with me. And, well, I was hoping to step back, but kind of got snagged up to be a leader there, and one thing led to another.
I hear that. And this is, we should say, this is Boy Scout Troop 233 based in Gilson, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
All right, very good. All right, and you can also go to our community events page at WGIL.com. We have links to the entries on our calendar for Shadows Realm and the Facebook page as well. So if any folks need more info, they can go there as well. Dave Bernhardt and Sam Burdick, thank you so much for coming in and yeah, I don't want to wish you too much luck, but I want to wish you enough that you're able to help the kids and you're able to help KCCDD and the other groups as well.
We'll take all the help we can get.
That's right.
I want to say you want to completely scare the heck out of everybody because they got to come back next year.
Absolutely.
But, you know, right. There you go. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.